Jamal. First name, Mr. Middle hey. Name, last name, T.
This is really disruptive.
Shut up, fool.
Hello, and welcome to the 200th episode of the PC Gamer Podcast. We've got a show for you today so epic that not even James Cameron admitted that it was more than he can take on. Joining us today in the PC Gamer Mobile AV unit are not one, not two, but how many? Wait, four former PC Gamer editors-in-chief? Or editors-in-chiefs?
Who are the four? Who are the four, Logan?
We have Christian Salvatore. Rob Smith.
Yes, yes. Hello.
And the estimable Gary Whitta.
Don't make me mad!
How many people know that Mr. T is a former PC Gamer editor-in-chief?
So it's three, not four.
Well, now it's four, because just to let everybody know that I don't know, now I feel bashful.
I was going to say, Logan's making his own announcement. I'm not down with that.
Oh, do we have some breaking news?
Drumroll, please.
We have breaking news.
Thank you for the theme. Yes.
Go ahead. Somebody wants to announce the breaking news.
I will be taking over as the editor-in-chief of PC Gamer Magazine.
As soon as he can actually say it.
PC Gamer Catazine?
PC Gamer Catazine.
I hope that will be the new name. This, Logan.
What was that?
I said, I hope your interview went better than this.
Although,
Evan,
you know what?
Is your little icon throwing up at me in the chat box?
Oh,
yeah, it is. I'll change it. Sorry. Here's a bear. Is that better?
That's a lovely bear.
I do remember that when I talked to Christian about the job the first time, I was wearing my key card around my neck. And so, you know, we have this interview and I'm answering questions and I'm, you know, being all serious and stuff. And it wasn't like, it took, I don't know, maybe a half an hour and I left. And I'm like, God, how'd that go? And I looked down at my chest and my key card was flipped, turned around. So the entire time, Christian had been staring at a sticker of a cat squatting on a toilet, peeing. So I don't know if that hurt me or helped, but yeah, I looked down and I'm like, oh my God, I did. That was pretty upsetting.
How did this happen, Logan? I'm finding it all a little bit difficult to take in.
It was I just killed everybody else.
I was going to say, you didn't hear about the cat squatting thing?
It was a big cage match, right? I told Logan he got the job by giving him a book of The Wisdom of Meerkats.
Oh my God, it's right here. It's fantastic. It's a book of yeah, she wrote it in the inscription, which was totally awesome. And it's got a meerkat, like, on this sort of Playboy pose in the inside, you know, doing this thing, and the paws are just sort of hanging out in front. It's really nice.
But enough about our personal lives.
Yes. There are more people here today with us, such as reviews editor Dan Stapleton.
Hi, everybody.
Associate editor Evan Lottie.
I am a vessel of pure knowledge.
Awesome.
Your vessel. Some.
That might come in handy today. Former intern, Josh Augustine.
I am just happy to be here.
And we also have a stealth contestant here, Eric Belsos, whose microphone is not working, but he's still going to participate in this podcast, and you'll soon find out why. But
if
before,
I yell loud enough.
Hey, yeah.
Josh.
You can totally hear him.
I will be Eric's proxy.
That's him right there. But before we get started, I just have to throw this little news bone to you doggies from Game Set Watch that Evan found this morning. This is the article. A 35-year-old man identified only as Jan H. says he thought he was playing Silent Hill when he shut off the electricity at Sophia Hospital in the Netherlands last April. Though no one was severely harmed. I like that, severely harmed, yeah, during the 45-minute blackout. Only a little bit harmed. Elevators were stuck, and workers at the hospital had to manually respirate patients in the intensive care unit. That means a little squeeze thing, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. In a court trial that ended last Tuesday and found him not guilty, as he had no idea of the true consequences of his deeds, because he claimed he suffered a psychosis when he infiltrated the hospital's basement.
Okay, he didn't work there? He just infiltrated? He didn't actually work?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But this is the kicker. According to a report from the Dutch tabloid, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce a Dutch newspaper name, he believed he could acquire a toothbrush by pulling the levers and switches that control the building's electricity.
Well, how do you get a toothbrush, Logan? if you have a better way to get oral hygiene utensils, I would like to hear it.
if you've ever played Silent Hill, you cannot really fault that logic, you know? So, but I just think that's really fantastic. So, yeah, he won't be doing that again. Hopefully he will not have another psychosis. I didn't know you could, like, suffer a psychosis, you know?
Just one.
Yeah. Temporary insanity, right?
Yeah. But isn't it like a psychotic episode, but a psychosis? Like, oh, what's Evan doing? He's having a psychosis. I didn't know you could.
Don't mind me.
All right.
It's like getting a cold. Oh, he's got a psychosis. He's got to stay home from work today.
You have a slight touch of psychosis.
He has a psychosis.
I'm sorry, I couldn't come to work today. I was just feeling a little psychotic.
So what happened to the previous editor? Did you actually murder him?
Gary Steinman went back to take the reins over as editor-in-chief of PlayStation, the official magazine.
Oh, so another console traitor.
I know. So, but he has been coming back every day, taking our popcorn.
And our pretzels.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you that the gamepad is actually the best way to control a first-person shooter and not
just No, even now even he admits that it pains him. Now that he's tasted of, you know, the magic that is the mouse and keyboard.
I've started pelting him with Nerf darts every time he comes to steal our snacks.
Yeah, it's nice because we have, what is that thing called? It's the Nerf gun on a tripod.
Oh, the Vulcan.
Yeah, and it's got a belt fed ammo strip.
We also call it Sasha.
Well, in honor of this momentous occasion where all these wonderful editor-in-chiefs are with us today, we've arranged for a very special surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, on the event of the 200th episode of the PC Gamer Podcast, we are proud to present the third episode of Cat Fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
An historic event.
Wait. Meow. Was that it? Like, did only two people clap?
I cheered.
I hissed and meowed. What do you want?
Ladies and gentlemen, on the event of the 200th episode of the PC Gamer Podcast, we are proud to present the third episode of Cat Fantastic.
I'm just having a hard time getting excited about it.
I'm
laughing on the inside.
That is minus 10 million points right
My
now.
My clapping will be added in
I social. Win!
For the widow.
However, I did just update my Facebook congratulating you on being the latest editor-in-chief of PC Gamer. So maybe you'd like to give me those points back.
Ooh, somebody's getting a little pushy. Hey, Eric, that'll be another minus 5 million points. Okay, that's right. The Cat Fantastic. The PC. No, let's set him back to zero. I'm feeling benevolent. The PC Gaming Quiz Show that pits editor against editor in a test of their knowledge of PC gaming trivia and arbitrarily punishes everybody who participates. All right? Let's begin with the rules. Contestants will be given a question and, unless I say otherwise, are free to buzz in at any time. Each correct question is worth 10 million points. But be careful, because incorrect answers are going to cost you just as much. And finally, the ultimate rule of Cat Fantastic since the beginning of time, I, Logan Decker, a rock legend, am the judge and the final arbiter of all decisions, and all decisions are final. I say let's jump in. Let's begin. Sorry.
Yeah, this is going to go well.
What game?
Psychonauts.
Whoa!
Is it correct?
Right.
Oh, God.
Dan Stevie pulls into the lead with 10 million points. That was amazing.
Ooh.
It was a safe
assumption. Do I really have to be here for this?
Indeed. The correct answer was Psychonauts. Fantastic pull into the lead, Mr. Stapleton. Second question. In what game can you find a talking crab who will trade items with you? This is going to be ugly.
I buzzed in.
Oh, did
you? Who buzzed in?
Josh.
Well, I don't see any buzzing in.
Yeah, I don't see any buzzing
in. I said dogs are greater than cats.
Oh, that's a buzz? Not a buzz in.
That oh, what do you want me to say? Buzz, buzz?
No, just random chat.
Type
just
X.
Yeah, it's got to be X to buzz in.
Because otherwise, I think you guys are just going like, or whatever, or Evan's doing his throw up thing.
X is just terrible.
Okay,
boring,
we've got you.
I'm busy looking up talking crab. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. Josh Augustine, you think you've got it? Let's hear it.
Elder Scrolls Morrowind.
Elder Scrolls.
Google says.
What? Morrowind.
What kind of point deduction does Googling it get you, Logan?
I did not Google this at all.
Kristen did.
Elder Scrolls blank Morrowind?
It's a number, Josh.
Three.
Yeah, all right. Jeez.
God.
You know what? I don't think you really deserved it, but give him 10 million, Eric. Yeah, but let me tell you, you were skirting the edge with that one.
I know. I'm sorry. What? You're gracious.
Are the two new races being added to World of Warcraft in Cataclysm?
Don't give me no back talk, sucker!
Oh, Mr. Witta.
I buzzed in.
You did indeed buzz in.
Yes, you did.
It is the Worgen on one side, and on the other side it is...
Is he gonna pull through?
Oh, come on, guys. This is gonna be bad.
I've done really badly with this because...
Do we have a flushing sound effect, Andy? You know, like whoosh. Because I see...
It's goblins.
Oh, barely. Ooh. I saw 10 million points swirling down the porcelain.
I knew I was confused because I remember that it was one race that hadn't really been in the game before. Yeah. And then there was another. It was kind of a race. But
nobody really needed the backstory.
Give me my 10 million points.
Hey, guys, how long have you been off the WoW teat at this point? You didn't even know.
I've been off it for a while since my PC died because my little laptop here isn't really up to playing it the way I would like, but I'm getting a new computer next week, so I'll be getting back into it.
Oh, nice.
Okie doke. Gaz gets his 10 million and we move on to the next question. What is the first town?
Psychonauts!
I'm sorry, Ms. Salvatore, but we're going to have to take 10 million off.
Ah, jeez.
It was worth a try.
It was totally worth a try. I raise you a... what is the first town you visit or are supposed to visit in the original Fallout? If I hear one keyboard...
I buzzed in. I pushed the...
You did indeed buzz in.
I think you have to make some kind of sound as well, don't you?
Yeah, Shady Sands.
Yes, 10 million points for the statement.
Come on, people.
Well done.
That was a free Dan question.
Although he did get a little smug about it, and I'm feeling, I don't know, we'll let that one go. Who was the administrator of the Black Mesa facility from Half-Life?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Administrator.
It's... did it.
It was a guy that had a nasally sounding voice, right?
Oh man, I know this.
It rhymes with a color.
What's the name of his device?
Let's keep chit chat to a minimum, shall we? During the questions,
we're trying to play it out. We're trying to brainstorm it out.
Yeah.
Who said brainstorming was part of Cat Fantastic? Did the cat say it? Doesn't rhyme with orange.
Nothing rhymes with orange.
Nothing also rhymes with, what was it? I was just reading this. Yes, purple. That's correct.
Purple?
It's not pink.
Oh, it's green, is it?
I'm sorry, did somebody fail to buzz in? Oh, there he is, right there.
Dr.
Mr.
Breen,
Stapleton.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, well, Dr. Breen, that's right.
Well done. 10 million for the stapes. Who is Guybrush Threepwood's main love interest of the Monkey Island series? And, oh, look at that. Oh. Mr. Smith, talk to us.
That will be Elaine.
Elaine, I'm sorry?
Oh, you need the full name.
From Seinfeld? Because I don't recall.
Yes, that's exactly
might,
who it is.
She might have been. I mean, I could be wrong.
Well, here's the question. For clarification, is this the first Monkey Island series or the second or the Tales of Monkey Island series? Because the name is different.
Don't start with me. you could be punished for that.
I'm just asking for clarity.
Her first.
A lot of dead air.
I'll give it to Rob.
Yeah. What?
Oh, sorry. Were you waiting?
Give him
me?
5 million.
he got one of two names. He should get half the point.
Somebody's very pushy. All right. I'll give him 5 million and 5 million for the first person to buzz in with her last name, which.
Give me no back talk, sucker.
Whoa. Widow.
Molly.
That's 5 million to the widow. Very well done.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. Now we move on to a special round. This is called the hairball round. There's five questions, but two answers, red or blue.
What?
10 million each. Buzz in as soon as you think you can cough up the answer. All wooden buildings in Team Fortress 2. Kristen Salvatore.
I just did it to jump the gun.
That was rude. That is so rude.
Kristen's taking the Sean Connery Celebrity Jeopardy approach to this, trying to get the lowest score.
How did you get to be boss with that kind of behavior? Where does that come from? Mr. Lottie.
I believe they're red.
And you are indeed correct.
What does red stand for in Team Fortress 2? Reliable excavation and demolition.
Ooh.
Bonus points.
15 million.
Damn right.
That was good. All right. The Draenei. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah. No, but we know what you're talking about.
In World of Warcraft. Oh, Mr. Stapleton.
They're blue.
Very well done. The box art for Unreal Tournament.
Which
Kristen
version?
Salvatore.
Blue.
Nice. I'm just trying to be pensive here. The protagonist of Dawn of War 1 and 2.
The protagonist?
Red.
Oh, who didn't buzz in?
He did.
Oh, no, you did.
Buzzed in.
Under that new queue.
Yes, new queue. Yes, Mr. Smith.
Red.
You were right.
That question's a little bit odd, because there is no actual character who's the protagonist of both of those.
Somebody.
But still, I was right, amazingly.
In fact, in those games, you can paint your character any color you want.
Take 5 million off Dan Stapleton. Thank you very much.
See what you get for being lippy?
Could have been worse. Could have been 10. And the final question in the hairball round. The faction in Volition's first-person shooter debut.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker!
Mr. Witta, bring it on!
Dan got in before me.
All right. It is red. Red faction.
You are absolutely correct. Nice. Well done, people. Now we have another interesting round. I'm going to give you a protagonist, and you're going to give me the shooter, Kyle Katarn. Oh, Evan Lottie.
Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight.
Well done.
Nice.
Who is the protagonist of Dark Forces, Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight, Jedi Knight 2? He wasn't in Jedi Academy, or he wasn't the protagonist in Jedi Academy.
And your point would be...
I'm just saying.
I think Dan's so far directing you on every single question.
And you know what? Those points can keep going down.
Is he just quoting from my book?
My,
I guess my question was, why did you pick Dead on Night 2 when they had so many options?
Because it was our most recent game club in our December issue, I think.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I want to plug that book. It's a groovy book. Rob Smith did a great book on the history of LucasArts, the LucasArts games. What's the title? Give us the title.
Rogue Leaders.
Rogue Leaders. Well,
That could have been a question.
That could have been a question.
That would have been. I'd have got it wrong.
And where can they get it?
With a lenticular on it.
Where can they get it?
Amazon, and it's probably the best place.
It's a really sweet book on the origins of some of the greatest gaming thingies we've ever had the pleasure of thinging.
Everyone that visits your coffee table.
What was the first ever? It's not a question. I'm just asking because I can't remember right now. What was the first ever Lucasfilm game? Was it Rescue on Fractalus?
And Ball Blazer.
Were they both at the same time?
Pretty much both at the same time. They came out at slightly different times. They were in development at the same time.
I loved Ball Blazer.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Multiplayer.
Yeah, that's right.
We have now the next buzz-in letter will be W, and we have a flash lucky litter round. So the minute you think you know the name of the game, you just buzz in.
The protagonist thing, that was only one question that whole round.
Oh my god, that's right.
Bloody hell.
Who else is laughing? That's funny for me, but not for you. Damn. I was gonna circle back, which is what was going on there. The next letter is W. Kate Archer. Oh, the pause, people, was humiliating.
You threw me off there. I had my cue all queued up, and then you said change to a W, and then you asked a question.
Am I gonna have to do 500,000 points off? It's a token thing. It's a token thing. For Gaz. Kristen Salvatore, you buzzed in first.
No one lives forever.
You got it.
One and two.
Oh, well done. Yeah, give her an extra 500,000. Gaz, move it from his column to hers. Sam Stone.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
Witta.
I'm going to make a guess, but I'm going to go with Serious Sam.
Your guess is correct.
Oh, woo-hoo. Nice.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Cred.
Nomad.
Dan Stapleton. Nomad?
That would be Crisis.
And now this is an easy one. And the protagonist is Jack. Now you have to be thinking of the one I'm thinking of.
I'm pretty sure there's more than one game with it.
Oh yeah, but you have to be thinking of the one I'm thinking of.
But we're talking about shooters, right?
We could be.
I think that was the yeah, it was part of the category, a shooter protagonist.
Are you arguing with me?
I am.
Are you a fantastic cat?
I'm pretty awesome.
Can I just say, I really, really hope the way that Logan moderates this quiz is the same way in which he manages to I would love to see that.
It's called improvisational, Gary. It's you fly by the seat of your pants, you know, you do what feels right, you go with the gut.
You shoot from the hip, other cliches.
So my answer,
I shoot from the lip. Go ahead.
My answer is Far Cry.
I'll give it to you. 10 okay. million. I was thinking Bioshock.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you five clues and you have to name the game in the lucky litter round. Miniature. Giant. Space. Rob Smith.
Armed and Dangerous.
Incorrect. 10 million.
Oh. Damn.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
Witta.
You threw me off a little bit because you said Rob Smith like that was the final clue. And I was like, But I'm gonna make a guess and I'm going to go with Spore.
Incorrect. 10 million off. The next clue.
I'm not walking into this minefield.
Hamster.
Oh.
I'm afraid I know what it is, but I don't want to say
Bloody.
It.
G-Force?
Incorrect.
Oh, man. I was going for the sentimental vote.
And the I know, that was a good play. That was a good play.
Logan, can you repeat the four clues?
Sure. Miniature, giant, space, hamster, boo.
Oh.
Boo.
Oh, for heaven's sake. No, the answer is not things Logan likes.
Josh, Augustine, although, you're funny. What are five things that have never been in my kitchen?
It was a character from Baldur's Gate.
Space?
Yeah, the miniature giant space hamster. And his name was
Minsk, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get space in there. Okay.
Yeah, they called him a space hamster, right?
All right.
Somebody gonna argue?
No.
Okay, just want to make sure. The next character is R. Which R? Arya. I didn't like that whole dialogue from Kill Bill. I thought it was dumb. Superfly Johnson is a character from what video game? Whoa! Mr. Witta.
I'm going to go with Daikatana.
You are correct for $10 million. Or points. I'd give you the dollars if I had them, but I know. In Star Wars Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2, you play as what extended universe character?
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, no, you know what? Cut that one.
I don't really know. Because didn't we just have...
Has everybody seen Logan's key card with the sticker with the cat on the toilet?
Kristen did for a whole half hour.
You should really check that out.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a big craze. It was on TV all the time. A kit that you bought that taught your cat how to use the toilet. And it used like herbs that were supposed to make your cat want to jump on the bowl and pee on them. And then eventually you took the inlay out from the toilet and then the cat learned to just pee right into the toilet. And number two, presumably, but yeah.
You watch weird TV, Logan.
No, it was like one of those things like order now, you know, blah, blah, blah. Billy Mays type thing.
And they obviously totally work because you see those around all the time now.
Well, yeah, yeah. In the game, StarCraft, who crashes a Protoss carrier into the Zerg Overmind?
I can never remember the...
And that would be
straight.
Key Y.
I didn't even bother typing it in because I figured, oh, it's a...
Mr. Good. Smith. Oh, wait.
Yeah, sorry.
No one's buzzed in.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm probably wrong in this because I always get the names wrong, but I'm going to say Zeratul.
I'm sorry, but that's 10 million off.
Yeah, it's the other guy.
It does sound like a character from the Star Trek The Next Generation series who didn't last very long. Like, maybe...
Oh, I know.
I got it.
Who buzzed in? Evan.
Denise Crosby.
Can I take another shot at it?
Damn it. Yeah.
Give Evan 5 million and Dan...
All right, it's Tassadar.
And give Dan 10 million.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir. But the Denise Crosby was a move.
Yeah, that was close.
So we did Tassadar, Tasha Yar. Is that what we were going with that? Okay.
Right. Was that not a good clue?
Who was played by?
I actually think Gary deserves some points for figuring out what the f*** you were talking about.
I figured it was out. Good.
Me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
That was a really good clue. All right. You know what? Fine. No more clues for any of these questions. I'm done. I'm done with it. No, it's not going to happen. The next type in key is G.
Psychonauts. Okay. Sorry.
Well, wrong letter and wrong answer.
Go on, please.
Okay. I want to know who you play as in Portal.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Oh, that would be Gary Widow.
Oh, I'm going to lose points here because...
Yeah,
the character doesn't have a name.
No, go ahead and take 10 minutes.
She does.
What?
What?
Does the name ever show up in the game?
It's like... Estol or Dethol? I'm not interested in what it's like.
Estol or Dethol? It's really weird.
$10 million off, Eric, if you please. Kristen.
Oh, you're right. She does have a name, but I don't remember what it is now you mention it.
You play as girl.
After what you just said to me, do you really expect me to take mercy on you?
You play the portal girl.
Do you really expect mercy from me?
Portola.
What is her name?
It looks like $30 million has been lost on this question alone.
I know what it is, by the way.
Mr. Lottie.
Oh, well, Evan knows what it is.
Because I've used Gary's mod so much and placed her in awkward positions.
Nice.
In the game.
Hey, that is totally information I did not want to know.
Whoa, that was a shocker.
We've all been there. We've all seen that stuff. It's Shell, C-H-E-L-L, or Chell.
Well done.
Okay.
Now, does her name actually appear anywhere in the game? I don't remember that at all.
Do I care?
I don't think it does. But it doesn't mean it's not the name.
That it appears in the special mod positions that Evan's put her in.
Yeah.
Hi, Shell.
The smell of Shell.
Yes, in his detailed slash fiction.
It's really quite fantastic.
Compromising positions with Alex.
Poor lady.
Well, with portal technology, you just think of all the positions you get.
It does. It is once again mind blowing.
That's not right.
My brain cry.
Okay.
I'm just going to go out there and say it. Transdimensional masturbation. Done.
Oh. That's not is what it's for.
Damn. What happened to the good old days of two girls, one cup?
One girl, two portals.
I remember in where I went to grade school, if you went to the nurse's station, they sat you down. And next to your chair where you're waiting for the nurse were all these pamphlets, you know, that you were supposed to read on stuff.
Two girls, one cup.
And it had all these like line drawings of hapless children, like dealing with diseases and stuff and puberty and whatnot. And one was just titled plainly in all caps. And it had like a picture of a line drawing of a guy with his eyes wide open. Self-abuse.
Probably.
The thing I do like about the Cat Fantastic podcast is that every time we do it, there's always at least one moment where we get just a little glimpse into why Logan is the way that he is. And I think we just had that moment.
And we're kind of wishing that we hadn't.
I thought it was awesome. Self-abuse. I remember I took one. I put it in my back pocket.
For later.
You can make up for all those lost millions in the last round and telling me the name of the unicorn who is the first Peggle master. Oh, Josh, Augustine really whipped that one out fast.
Oh, me and Bjorn go way back.
Nice.
Oh, well done.
That's right. That's a good question. I like
well
that one.
Well done.
That's a 10 for Josh.
All right.
Now, here's a five-parter. $10 million each. In what fictional kingdoms do these games take place in? Elder Scrolls 4. Oblivion.
Kristen buzzed in first.
Oh.
I think I might be wrong.
Yeah. Ms. Salvatore, tell us.
I was going to say Morrowind.
No.
And I'm wrong.
That'll be $10 million. But we also have another contestant who thinks he knows, and that would be Mr. Lottie.
Ray, it's Cyrodiil. It's the nation with two eyes in its name. For no reason. Cyrodiil? Maybe?
No.
What? Sorry.
Nope.
It's not a Bolivian.
Tragic.
Come on.
God, I really hope I'm not wrong.
I thought for sure Cyrodiil was right.
Yeah, that sounds awfully right to me.
Well, what about Tamriel? Hello?
Is it Bolivia? Yeah. Most of the game was Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
You are all wrong.
Oblivion, according to the internets, and they're never wrong, it is in fact Tamriel.
Yeah.
But Cyrodiil is something. It's like might a be province. Like a city.
God.
Do me, Eric, do me a favor. 1 million off everybody across the board. Ultima.
Quit your jibble jabble.
I do believe that Mr. Witta buzzed in first. Or was that you, Rob?
No, Rob is on the top of the list here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Britannia?
You got it.
Hail.
The next Buzz In key is B, as in butter. Heroes of Might and Magic.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Ooh.
This is tough. I'll admit it. I'll double it. 20 mil.
Is that franchise still going?
Not lately.
Yeah, Varn. I didn't think I had. In fact, I'll make that a 30 millionaire, but nobody got it. King's Quest.
Ooh.
There's talking dogs.
Aren't there always?
Yeah, no one knows this one.
That's too bad.
Oh, wait, Josh.
Can I say the kingdom that he's from, not that it takes place in? At least King's Quest 6.
Can I give a totally random answer that has nothing to do with the question? Sasquatch.
Daventry. Daventry.
Dude, you are correct. For 20 million. I'll give you 20 million for that.
Okay.
And because as it turns out, Wikipedia says the royal family of the kingdom of Daventry.
There we go.
Wait, Wikipedia, what is wrong with you people? What is the matter?
Hey, I've been playing King's Quest 6. That's not Google.
He means Wikipedia in his mind.
No, the next Camp Fantastic is taking place in this room where I can watch all of you like a hawk. But that's what has to be done. Okay, now for our final question in Camp Fantastic. This one is worth 30 million points.
What's the buzzing letter?
Well, here's what's going to happen. The question is, and nobody buzzes in. Everybody types in their answer.
Ooh.
But nobody does it till I say so. Because the question is, as of November 11th, 2009, how many real US dollars is 10,000 gold worth in World of Warcraft?
What?
Now, here's what you do. Here's what you do. Contestants, type in how much you think 10,000 gold is worth in real US dollars. Whoever gets the closest without going over gets 30 million points.
What is this based on, though? Is that a real exchange rate?
Yes.
Mm.
Second closest.
No, I looked at like 20 different sites and they're all basically the same.
The second closest gets 15 million points without going over, and the third closest gets 5 points.
So this is based on like illegal gold selling, right?
Yeah, this is a tacit endorsement of illegal gold farming.
It is a tacit endorsement of nothing other than who knows whose knowledge is greatest. Everybody who goes over the figure loses 10 million points.
I feel like knowing the answer to this would reflect badly on the person. Like they're more likely to be buying gold if they know this answer.
But you're guessing a figure. You just don't want to go over. That's all. But you can be under, and the closest person. Okay.
So should we just type our answers in then?
You have 5 seconds, starting now.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2. One.
Josh is pretty.
Oh, what, zero?
Price is Right rules.
Oh, you totally screwed Kristen on that one.
I was bold. As was Rob.
Yeah. Well, the correct answer is $65.
Oh.
And the winner is Dan Stapleton with 30 million.
Unbelievable.
Wait, holy moly. Oh, that was Eric.
Yeah, he added that after.
You cheater.
But the second closest was Josh Augustine at 1, and he gets 15 million.
All right.
And the third closest was Kristen, and she gets 5 points.
Seems like gold is cheaper than it used to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the whole economy thing, right?
Well, I heard on the real market
it affected the Azerothian economy as well.
Yeah, because the AIG in Azeroth actually did fail. They were not bailed out. Mm-hmm. And
the Alliance just refused.
No government bailout for the Bank of Stormwind.
No, not this time.
But you would think their economy would be in better shape. I mean, they're still on the gold standard.
You think?
Well, they always say in times of financial troubles, you know, buy gold. You know, you always hear that on the radio. It's the one. Actually, in the real world right now, gold is like a good investment because it's
all-time high.
Is the whole buy gold thing still true? I mean, it's
Yeah. All I know is that you always see these commercials late at night on TV, and you see them on talk radio. Buy gold. I guess it seems like it's a scam, but maybe it's not, because gold is worth a lot of money right now.
I just think what's really funny is the way that those things work is they say, we'll send you an envelope, put all of your gold inside it, and send it back to us, and then we'll send you a check.
Well, I think that's a different thing, but I think that's a scam. It's like, yes, thank you for all your gold. We have decided that it's worth $1.
Yeah.
Right, pretty much.
So while the results are being tabulated, I want to thank everybody for their participation, and I had a lot of fun. The results are in. Let's see.
Why didn't you read them in ascending order? Who came last?
Do you have to?
Okay. Yes. and at a point valued of 5,999,995 negative.
Because you took some. Wait, negative?
Negative. Yeah, negative. Sorry.
No.
I'm looking at he did everything right here. Columns are. Okay, actually, you're negative 10, 0, 10, 15, 5, negative 5, negative. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it here. Okay.
Pack your bags, Logan.
Rob.
It was fun while it lasted.
But you got to be
the shortest term of EIC in PC game history.
I barely penalized you for your many, many outbursts. You know, you have to take that into account. You could say I played favorites. You could say that. Rob Smith came in next with 4 million.
What, minus?
No, you were in the positive, but not that far.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's always the gypsies, isn't it, Rob?
Gary Whitta, Gaz, was next at 19 million.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it would have been a lot better if it hadn't been for all the, you know, blah, blah, blah. The next winner is Evan Lottie at 29 million.
I'll take it. I was born on the 29th.
Nice. Josh Augustine pulls ahead at 34 million.
All right.
But today's winner is truly a stellar showing at 94 million for Dan Stapleton.
Oh my gosh.
This is where sassing back at Logan gets you on top.
Wow. But you know what? The important thing is not whether you won or lose, but how you played. And I think all of you played pretty crappy. I mean, there are so many wrong answers. I couldn't even believe it.
I think we all learned a lot today, Logan. We all learned a lot.
Did we? That is what is truly important. And I want to thank our Cat Fantastic production crew, Eric Belsos, and also Eric Belsos and Prentice Getty for their extraordinary question harvesting. What is with the vomit and all this stuff on the where do people get this stuff from? Emoticons right now. I'm like really being inundated. All I have to do is screen capture right now and a lot of people would be in trouble.
Kristen is like the queen of emoticons.
She's Christian's making emoticon equations here.
I know. This is pretty high. This is like the Goodwill Hunting of emoticons. This is like high level stuff.
So it's martini plus tears equals...
No, martini plus beer equals being sick, I mean, there is some truth to that. You shouldn't mix your drinks.
I was just going to say, if you guys don't know that rule by now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be liquor before beer, then you're in the clear, right? So it should be beer before liquor, never been sick.
No, beer before liquor, never sicker.
Yes. Right. Liquor before beer.
Although I think beer and vodka tend to not...
I'm just saying...
You shouldn't mix booze.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Kristen, you've got your order of operations a little bit off there.
I'm just saying if you put them together in any
okay.
fashion...
You're saying we shouldn't be doing sake bombs?
Oh, sake bombs are delicious. Let's have some of those now.
Isn't that amazing? That's 200 hours of...
When you listen to this podcast, it is pretty amazing.
It's amazing, yeah.
Hey, PCG. Cody from Alberta here. I wanted to ask you guys about games that you've really liked that nobody else has. Assassin's Creed 2 coming up here right away, which naturally got me thinking back to Assassin's Creed, which was a game I really, really enjoyed. Yeah, it was repetitive and it had its flaws, but I just didn't care. I mean, it was one of those games that just made you feel like a superhero, you know? Scaling the buildings, diving down, stabbing somebody, disappearing. It was just a whole lot of fun. But when I talked to people, they were either lukewarm to it or didn't like it at all. You know, I haven't found another person that's really, really dug it so far. Either way, I wanted to know if there were any games like that for you guys that you just really liked that nobody else seemed to get. Anyway, love the magazine, love the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys again.
Yeah, wow. I've got one.
I know, I'm totally, what is it?
Spore.
I tried to warn you. I tried.
Gosh, I'm trying to. That is really a good one. I guess
for me, Rise and Fall: Civilizations of War. I really enjoyed that one. It's the there's an RTS where you could jump in and play like hack and slash in third person with your hero character. Having played a lot of RTSs and, you know, oftentimes being, kind of, you know, frustrated that my units didn't do exactly what I would have done in their place, I really enjoyed being able to jump in there and, you know, cut some fools up with a big sword or whatever. Not a whole lot of other people like that game.
I liked, Clive Barker's Jericho. I thought it was really fun, but I don't know a single other person who enjoyed it. I thought the atmosphere was great. I thought, the weapons were interesting. It was challenging. And it was gross.
Chuck did not like that game.
Yeah, I don't really get it. I thought it was really very moody.
How about you, Evan?
Gosh, I don't know.
Evan only likes good games.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I guess, I don't know, I could bring up Arma 2 again and say that my adoration for it exceeds normal bounds, but.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that like that game. It's, you know, that's kind of a different thing. I mean, like Assassin's Creed, I'd say I know some people that like it. It's not that far out.
Yeah, I was going to say there's sort of a difference between like a game that gets critically panned, but that in general people seem to like. And we were joking about it before, but Psychonauts does fall into that category.
Yeah.
Where the critics loved it, but nobody bought it. I feel like there are a bunch of games that are sort of not considered to be the best designed games. Another one that comes to mind is Painkiller, which I love.
Oh my god, I love
it. Sort of run and gun, you know, like it wasn't a very subtly crafted game, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh my god.
I feel like there are kind of games like that that don't set the bar that high, but are still enjoyable.
I know what he's talking about, though, because he's like saying, you know, everybody says, oh, it's so repetitive and all that, and this guy's saying, you know, the listener's saying, you know, that's part of what I like about it. I like what it's repeating, you know. And
what about Mirror's Edge?
Oh, I didn't really.
Did anybody like that?
I liked Mirror's Edge.
I like Mirror's Edge a lot. Yeah,
it was frustrating in places, but when it was good, it was really good.
I never got through it.
Another one of those. Well, case in point, it's another one of those games that sort of fall into that category. I didn't get through it.
There was a very plain Jane shooter from a few years back called Chaser. That I was the only one I know who liked it. It was just a classic, bare bones science fiction shooter. Nothing fancy. All the enemies look pretty much the same, but I just thought it was thrilling.
I love the Vampire Story. That got pretty low scores.
Oh, I haven't played that yet. I should get on that.
That's a really good game. I like that.
What about you, Josh?
Vampire Story is probably, that's a good one. I would side with that one. I really like that game, and it didn't score too great.
Wait, if you both side with it, it disqualifies it from this question.
I was just going to say, right.
Okay,
now you both have to pick a new one.
Just I really like Lemmings Paintball. I had that when I was growing up, and I knew it was a terrible game when I liked it, or when I played it, but I still enjoyed it.
I'm so glad you committed that to the recording.
It had strategy.
Let's did everyone chime in?
Let's take we have this one question from a guy that goes way back on the podcast history.
Oh, let's do it. Let's hear from him.
Hey,
no
guys, Mr. Sin here, Chandler, Arizona.
Oh, Mr.
Happy
Sin.
200th. It's been a long time since I've decided to submit a question. So I may as well harken back to the days of when I built my first computer to play MechWarrior 4. We all have heard the rumors that a new MechWarrior game's on the horizon. What do you know about it? What kind of controls are we going to have? And Am I going to be able to dust off my old Force Feedback 2 and whip that baby out in Windows 7 on my new hot rig and kick some mech ass? Keep up the good work, guys. Take it easy.
How much of that voice is that guy putting on?
I'm glad that he's still with us. That's all I care about, dude.
You know who he sounds like to me? Did you get, Gaz, you probably knew Brad Doslin, who ran Maximum PC for a while. Do you remember
him? Yeah, a little bit.
He sounds a little like Brad Doslin.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Brad. Is that
he sounds like an NPC to me.
Yeah, he does.
I got a mission for you. It's awesome. But what was the question?
MechWarrior.
I was so focused on the voice.
He wants to know about the new MechWarrior game. And, well, first of all, we know that whipping out will not be a supported feature, Logan.
No, unfortunately, yeah. It's one of those they had to pull it at the last moment. Yeah.
That's sad. But seriously, I mean, the game, the content and the video and the screenshots and the interview they put out for it were like genuinely to attract the interest of a publisher because they don't have one right now. So the game is really pretty unsolidified other than the fact that we know it's being also developed for console, which, you know, is always kind of cause for some concern when you have a classic PC franchise and, you know, what are they going to do with it? But from what they've expressed initially, we have the feeling that it's kind of going to be less of a... I mean, in the original MechWarrior games, you sort of had this feeling of you start off in a small mech and you got to this stage where you were in a massive mech and you had more weapons and you had more armor and you could survive longer. But now they're sort of thinking about the different mech classes like light and medium and assault and heavy as sort of classes, and they have different roles. So maybe you'll be working in a squad of four, and the light mechs will be more like recon and you know, throw up like a UAV surveillance type thing like you can in Call of Duty for radar. We'll have jump jets and things like that. And the heavy mechs will be more patrol and so on. But really, the details we know are pretty scant, to be honest, unfortunately. But we're hoping more are coming along soon, I guess.
Yeah. But basically, it's going to be a very different game from the previous MechWarriors. Is that safe to say?
I don't know. I mean, they have released screenshots of, you know, the in-cockpit view, and they've been stressing that, you know, that sort of experience will be preserved. I mean, MechWarrior has never been a third-person game to me, and the core mechanic has always been resource management, right? You're managing heat, you're managing ammo levels, and your damage levels, and repairs, and coolant, and things like that. So as long as they keep, honestly, like, joystick support and stuff like that is important to me, but on the most base level, like, I want to be hitting a lot of keys on my keyboard and, like, trying to manage all this stuff at once, rotating my torso. Like, I just want the combat to feel frantic, and hopefully that's...
But if they're developing it for consoles, that's just not going to happen, is it?
I don't know.
No. You can't map, like, a lot of keys on your keyboard to a console controller.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, you can't... There are games where that works, and this one, it just doesn't seem like it would.
What was the game with
how many
huge
keys do you really need?
What was the game with that they shipped with the huge controller?
Steel Battalion.
Yeah, Steel Battalion. That's right.
Capcom.
That was insane. I nearly bought that controller because it was just so cool looking. But I'm kind of glad.
We used to have one in the office. Is it still around or is it gone? I thought we had one.
Probably
in the office.
Not.
Well, it has a glass and eject button, which is basically like my fantasy in general. Like, I just love the idea of those things.
Like, I think it was really, really player unfriendly. Like, there was like a whole, like, just even getting the thing to, like, just the engine to start was like a whole mini game that you had to do exactly right. It was like a 10-stage process or something.
There's like a lawnmower pull thing, maybe.
Wasn't it true? Didn't it, if you use the eject button, didn't it like erase your save game too? I think it did. Like, really? It was a serious
in a certain
deal.
Mode, maybe. I don't know.
It really punished you for using that button.
That's cool.
That would be cool if games had, like, real, like, more significant consequences. Like, when you died in the game, like, not only did it quit you out, but, like, it wiped the disc, and that's it. You're done.
Yeah. If there was a game, we were talking about it a couple of podcasts ago, where...
That flash game.
It's like a sort of Space Invader-y type of game, but every time you killed one of the aliens, it deleted a file randomly on your PC.
But yeah, which is, you know, I don't think that's what Gaz had in mind, because he wants when you die, it deletes a file. When you die, not when you kill the enemies.
Yeah, what kind of masochist would play that?
That's the only way to win is not to play.
Hey, Rob Smith, what have you been playing lately?
Borderlands.
Borderlands, very nice.
Yes.
What level?
About 4. Just getting going.
What class do you pick?
The tutor.
The sniper?
Sniper, yeah.
Yeah, the hunter, I guess, is the actual class.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he gets tricky to handle. You pick a difficult one and just in terms of his special ability, being able to use that to get out of trouble. The rest of them seem a little bit more durable. So just be on the lookout. Plan your escape route. I'll put it that way.
Well, I'm just started, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Hey, if I can make 35 levels with the hunter, anybody can. So Evan, what have you been up to?
Gosh, I mean Dragon Age, but I don't want to spoil anything, but it's just so exciting. I guess I can talk about the combat and how surprising it's been for me. I mean initially, like, I was really having trouble with some of the tactics menus, because if you don't know, we talked about it with on the podcast with Deathlock, but you can sort of program your party members with sort of Boolean functions to, you know, if your health is this low, do this. If somebody else is in melee combat, then, you know, fire a ranged weapon or use a spell. And I was really struggling with that because I thought, like, it was really critical to succeeding, but it's not. I've turned the combat into a turn-based experience for me, where I just really take my time and, you know, issue the orders and try and create synergy, and it's been pleasant because I miss those sort of slowly paced tactical fantasy games.
And Ms. Salvatore, what have you been up to?
I have Borderlands sitting here on my desk waiting for me to unwrap it and put it
going
in
my hello.
So I'm excited for that when I have. I've been traveling, so I haven't been around much. So that, and then PopCap was kind enough to send me a copy of Plants vs. Zombies, which I still haven't had a chance to play.
Oh, I know. No, your life will be toast.
I know, but I'm excited for that. So, and then
and all your plants will wither in your house, and all your food will spoil.
which will, if the plants in your house wither, it leaves you very very vulnerable to zombie invasion.
Zombies, right? And then since I work on the PlayStation magazine now as well, I have the Uncharted games waiting for me to have some time to play with them.
I just finished Uncharted 2. It's so good.
That's what everybody says. Yeah.
Okay, you take this unsavory business offline. Josh, what have you been playing lately?
I'm going to bring it all together. I've been playing lots of Dragon Age and Borderlands. Yeah, I'm playing as the sniper class as well, which is really fun. Throwing your hawk at people. Or your weird space mutant hawk.
I need to get Dragon Age.
Logan hates the hawk, though.
I don't like birds. I just don't like birds.
They're a squirrel's natural enemy.
I know, but I do. I mean, the sniper guns in Borderlands just give me a boner. They're unbelievable. I just when you get the caustic one, yeah, pat 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 from a distance. That's a good time. Dan, what have you been up to?
Let's see. I like it. It feels like for some reason I feel like I haven't had like a whole lot of time to play games lately. But then I look on my Steam gameplay stats. And it turns out I've spent in the last 2 weeks, it claims I've spent 30.5 hours in Torchlight.
Wow.
Which I don't understand how that can possibly be so. But then again, I've played a lot of Torchlight, I guess. It is a very addictive little game. Although, you know, I got to the end. I played all the way through on hard. I got to the last boss, and the last boss is kind of a tedious fight. So I just like, okay, I don't need to beat this guy. It's just so much wailing on the same guy, feels like it would take like an hour of just fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Didn't really feel like finishing that. So I just started over.
That's bold.
That is bold. That was an initiative, man. I have been, whoa. Kristen just crossed a line. She went a step too far. She does that. Let me tell you. That was vulgar. That was
Listen, I am a demure hothouse flower. Not
I just stood up Modern Warfare 2, so there goes my weekend. And you know, I just think it's tasty on a stick. What have you been playing, Andy?
I've been playing a console game, Lost in the Damned. for our GTA episodes of Liberty City.
No need to have given us that one.
But there was a rumor this week, sorry to interrupt you, Andy, that that DLC is coming to PC.
Yeah, there was a GTA 4 patch that added some achievements from that expansion.
I'll tell you what,
it's
great.
It's possible to. Yeah. Do you like it better than the main GTA quest?
I'll tell you, it has way better character acting. Which, if that matters to you, it would.
Yeah, in a game like that.
Absolutely.
I just don't like the violence and stuff in those games.
Of course.
Did I miss anybody? We have so many people on the podcast.
You missed me.
Ah! Gaz.
Yes.
You know what? If I could tear my own kidneys out because I missed you, I would.
So I'm going to try not to take it personally.
You can hire somebody to do that for you, though.
What have you been playing, Gaz?
I've been playing Modern Warfare 2. And because I'm between computers right now, you know, my old PC died and my new one hasn't shown up yet. I've been playing the 360 version, and not that I really needed any convincing on this issue, but I'm more convinced than ever now, having played quite a bit of online multiplayer, that it's just not the right way to play. A mouse and a keyboard is the way to play. You know, without the precision aiming, without the ability to kind of whip around really fast at a speed you decide with the mouse, it's really does feel like playing with training wheels on. But you know, I'm getting pretty good with it. It's fun, but it's not the quote unquote true version of the game. On the other hand, I feel I'm maybe dodging a bullet by not playing the PC version, because I hear that the PC community is not best thrilled with how they're being treated in that version either. So
horrible.
I mean, it depends on the kind of game you want to play. If you're looking for like the same console multiplayer experience where it's you know relatively smaller matches with 9v9, and you don't want to tweak any settings on the game, and you don't mind a little bit of lag, then more so than you would get on a dedicated server, then maybe you'll be okay with it. But the sticklers are not happy.
It seems like there's some hacking going on as well, though. I've seen in the last day or two a lot of wall hacks, and it seems like some of the anti-cheating stuff is already being defeated, which is not good.
It's unconfirmed. It's possible it's some kind of trick, but yeah, there are videos out there that show it.
So when you were talking earlier about how it's just not the same experience, did you mean in the single player campaign and multiplayer, or just one or the other?
No, it feels more like it feels more like the experience feels more analogous in the single player campaign, because it doesn't feel that different, and the single player game is not particularly demanding against the AI. But when you're in a multiplayer environment and there are experts running around, and it's possible to become very, very proficient with a controller, with a console controller, because there are people out there that are very, very good. But it's just not what I'm used to. And there have been many, many occasions where I have been, been in kind of a one-on-one situation and I've been killed. And I can't help thinking, if I just had a mouse, I would murder you. I feel a little bit gimmicked. So having said that, I've been having fun, but my new computer is showing up next week, and I'm going to play the PC version. And I think that if the problems I've been hearing about, the no dedicated servers and lag and some other issues, if they're not as bad as they seem, I think I'm going to switch over to playing on the PC, because the mouse, that full fidelity of control, is a luxury that I'm just not comfortable entirely giving up.
And all will be well with the universe.
The really sad thing that came out today was a post on Rock Paper Shotgun it has a screenshot from the member list of a Steam group titled Boycott Modern Warfare 2, in parentheses, We Want Dedicated Servers, in all caps. So, it's a group that it claimed, in the screenshot it had 833 members. Under the title of this group, it's got, what everybody on the list is playing. And at least half of these guys are all playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. It's like, really, guys? You didn't even think to leave the boycott group before buying it. Really?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, apparently boycotts can have some effect. Like, it seems like the campaign against Left 4 Dead 2 managed to, Valve listened to those guys to some extent. They got at least some kind of validation. But yeah, I mean, this happens all the time. There were people were boycotting the some they're going to boycott Diablo 3 based on the art style, and you know, there's a lot of butthurt about Modern Warfare 2 right now. But yeah, I mean, that just goes to show just how much of a joke some of these user campaigns are, that, you know, oh, we're going to boycott it, but in reality, they just can't wait to play it the second it comes out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're whining about it, but they're a lot of these guys are not really willing to stick to their guns. They're just you know, pissed off.
And that's the sad thing, because if all the rhetoric was actually backed up by action, if these bozos in the community actually kind of got together and really, so, you know, Modern Warfare comes out and sells very, very few copies because, you know, large portions of the player base manage to actually stand in solidarity and say, we're just not going to buy it, then it actually would, you know, cause people to wake up and listen to what the community is saying. But if the community says one thing, you know, they're bleating about what they're not happy with, but they go out and buy the game anyway, then what incentive is there for the developer to listen to them?
Yep. It's too wishy-washy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the game. I certainly am. I mean, regardless, I wasn't all that thrilled about how they conducted themselves, and in the dedicated server thing is no good, but it's still a whole lot of fun.
Well, you're just playing the single player too, right, Logan?
Right now, yeah.
I made the argument on a forum the other day, and some people agree with me, but most people didn't. The idea that when you've got, and you don't really have this on PC yet, you kind of do have it with Steam, but when you've got good unified friends lists, when it's easy for you to always find your friends and invite them into games and getting invited into games, the idea of having dedicated servers doesn't really matter that much. I mean, it does from a performance aspect, but the main reason why you want to have a dedicated server is so that you can have a home where, you know, you and your friends can play together. But if you've got a unified friends list, you can do that anyway.
But for like competitive gamers and stuff, they insist on that, although they're a very small group.
But, you know, the other reason why I'm not that sad to see some of the dedicated servers go away is, like, when I remember when I was playing Team Fortress 2, I played it a lot up until quite recently. And I got really, I had like two or three, you know, servers that I put on my favorites list that I often played with. And I never went anywhere else, because anytime you went anywhere else, it seemed like there was a massive proliferation of people who thought they were amateur game designers. And I can improve on this. I'm going to include bullshit random perk dice rolls, and, you know, I'm going to import all these, you know, tired old sound effects from Unreal Tournament into my game. And everyone over mods so many of the servers to such a point now that it's really hard increasingly just to find a good vanilla version of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me, but that had been my experience. Every server I jump into, you know, you spend the first 10 minutes downloading whatever stupid Simpsons MP3s the guy's decided to import into his version of this game.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Rob Smith, Gaz, Kristen, I hope all of you will join us again soon.
For this much fun, of course.
Why not?
Absolutely. This is Logan Decker, your podcast host, and I'm giving you a direct order to send us your questions in MP3 format to pcgamerpodcast@gmail.com. That's pcgamerpodcast@gmail.com, or hey, just call us toll free at 877-404-1337 at extension 724 and record a question there for the 201st episode next week. Remember, we want it brief and clean, and you can also subscribe to our awesome magazine by heading over to pcgamer.com and letting us know where we should send our fantastic issues, our cat fantastic issues. We're also looking for gamers who crave instant fame by having their awesome screenshots and photos of the rigs and gaming setups printed in the magazine. Just send them to letters@pcgamer.com, and you just might see your handiwork in the PC Gamer letters section. Read the world over. For the PC Gamer podcast crew, this is a rock legend, Logan Decker, saying thanks for listening, and we are looking forward to getting together with all of you for the next 200 podcasts. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful day. And, okay, great. We won't be able to hear Eric, but he's going to be the scorekeeper.
Interns are better seen and not heard.
Scorekeeper?
Yes.
This isn't Cat Fantastic, is it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
I would never have signed up if I had known that.
The retail version of Modern Warfare 2 uses Steamworks, which it requires a Steam install on every machine that you get it. That, you know, you buy it from Walmart and it installs Steam on your machine.
Right.
So the theory, and Valve won't comment on this, which basically confirms it, is that the retailers were pissed off because this game is going to install software that competes with them. As a concession, Valve must have agreed to push the date back for a couple of days for people who order online. And they didn't publicize that at all. Like it was on the Steam site, like on the store page, saying it will unlock on the 12th. I guess it ended up unlocking yesterday. But
wait, so hold on. So if I go to Walmart on day one and buy it, and it installs Steam, I can play immediately. But if I order it on Steam, I have to wait a couple of extra days?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So is it unlocked now for people that ordered it on Steam? Because it's been a couple of days.
It okay. unlocked yesterday, last night.
Wow, that's kind of bull. Like, wow. I don't know what to say to that. That's kind of bullshit.
It is kind of bull. In exchange for pissing off, you know, a bunch of their loyal customers, they get a whole bunch of new customers because they knew this game was going to sell like gangbusters. So,
yeah, but were the retailers really going to say that they weren't going to carry the game? I mean, what were they really?
Oh yeah, it was a crappy way to do it. But I mean, if you're Valve and you're kind of backed into that corner, it's like, well, we can be the only online distribution outlet that carries this, and everybody who buys it at retail is now a potential Steam customer.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a deal with the devil they seem to have made. Unfortunate for everybody involved. And like the whole thing was like I called up Activision. I called up their PR guy and asked, you know, how come the Steam version isn't unlocked yet? And, you know, it was on the 10th, and his response was, "What?" He had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. And like I was saying, well, you know, this is holding up our ability to start playing it for review. And they said, well, you should have gotten your retail copy on Monday. No, never showed up. And they say they were trying to track it down. They haven't gotten back to me on, you know, what might have happened to it. Kind of a disorganized thing. I think there were a lot of people pulling strings on that launch.